It's a podcast that turns round and round and round into your heart and mind and soul and spirit. The Feast of Fools. On today's show, singer-songwriter Ripley Kane, host of Cake Chicago, comes to talk about her Pride show happening June the 27th at the Red Line Tap in Chicago. Listen as we talk about being confused for PJ Harvey, avoiding Father's Day, and her insatiable desire for beets.
Stiletto heels for babies. Is it too soon to sex up your infant?
Say hello to In God We Trust.
And a new screening test for breast milk for drinking mommies. How to protect your baby from the booze when you love to drink. I'm Fausto Furnos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
I'm Ripley Kane.
Stay tuned.
The Feast of Fools is brought to you by generous support of fantastic, charismatic, intelligent, and generous listeners just like you.
We really couldn't do this show without your support, so please visit feastoffools.net and make a donation.
Get a t-shirt. Get a mug.
Your financial contributions help to make this show happen.
Thank you.
We have Ripley Kane on today's show, believe it or not. I'm sure you've heard that a million times, Ripley.
Never.
Never?
Never have I ever heard that in my entire existence.
Mm-hmm. And I've never heard I'm big either. I look like big.
From Sex and the City.
Yay. Woo! Hi, Ripley. Now, why are you saying that Mercury is in retrograde?
You walked in the front door, you're like, Mercury is in retrograde, my life's falling apart.
No,
you're pulling out clumps
that.
Of hair.
Are they really bowling downstairs, though?
Our upstairs neighbors are bowling.
I think
so
it's porn.
If you hear on the show, boom, boom.
I think it's porn.
Is that what it is?
I think it's porn and firecrackers.
They're getting married at the end of the month, so maybe they're practicing for their honeymoon.
Well, it's sort of weird because from across the street, the neighbors that we always talk on the phone, on the podcast, I don't know where I am.
They're not the same neighbors we always talked about, though. They're different
people. I'm on a phone call with Ripley Kane.
Hello, is this thing on?
Hi, Ripley.
Hi, honey.
Believe it or not, so you are here to promote your brand new album that was released a year ago?
No.
What was it called?
No, I'm going to put out a new record probably this year.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Or next year, yeah. I'm kind of just taking my time.
So how do you go about the process of putting together an album?
Every
album
is different.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why not just like build on the success you've had in the past?
Because that's too stereotypical.
Really?
It's boring.
You got to be cutting edge.
Reinventing yourself.
I'm constantly reinventing myself.
Like Madonna. So how many albums have you put out?
I don't know.
5, 10?
55,000.
So for those of you who don't know who Ripley Kane is, she's a local musician in Chicago, and she has a part of the Feast of Fools past. She performed at one of our very first shows at a Vietnamese banquet hall back in 2002.
That is correct.
And we had the police try to shut that down.
I don't remember.
Well, you were like really cute, really young and fabulous.
And now I'm just old and ugly. I'm just saying that.
It's only been 6 years.
6 years ago.
Hey, honey, I still look really interesting.
You look hot.
I look interesting.
But in those days, we had a video blog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you going to play this
and
now?
I brought it out a little treasure.
Does
really?
The word schmuck mean anything to
Why?
Anybody?
What do you mean? Okay. So this is Ripley back in 2002.
Believe it or not. Here we go.
From our Switch ads.
Feast of Fools is a fantastic opportunity to just for everyone to be themselves in the audience, on stage, behind the scenes, theater,
nice hat.
Outspoken, groovy. I think that the world lacks common sense, and I don't have patience for that. My songs are pretty much just about everyday life, mine, others, the world. I'm totally happy most of the time. It's peace, love, and harmony all the time, baby. My name is Ripley Kane, and I'm a musician.
What a get-up,
girl.
And you're wearing the same thing today. I can't believe it.
No, you know what's so funny?
She's wearing the same shirt 6 years later.
No, I'm really not. But what's so funny is that I never saw that.
You never saw that video?
I never saw it.
It was playing gay bars and on the internet and blogs and all this stuff. Wait, years before YouTube.
You're ahead of your time.
It took forever for those things to load too. Like it was you'd like click on it, you'd be like 5 minutes later, you'd get a 30-second little.
I'd like a copy of that.
I'll get you a copy of it.
Put that on my MySpace page because that is trippin'dicular.
Isn't that wonderful? Even the URL doesn't point to our website either.
I know
it's my name, Fausto.org.
Does that point to the Feast of Fools anymore? No,
it points. It points to my abandoned blog.
You know what? You are kind of a lot looking like Mr. Big.
Mark, you got a quarter today.
I got a quarter. I made 75 cents this weekend. Good. All the people saying that.
No, my friend's going to shit cement. We're going to take a picture.
Okay, so you said in the video, I think the world lacks common sense.
And it still does, honey.
Who are you talking about?
Who am I not talking about?
Because when I was interviewing you for that, you had somebody specifically in mind.
What year was that? It was an experience in 2002. It's the possibilities are endless. It could really relate to so many people. I don't know.
You're not being honest.
That was shot February 2nd, 2002. I wonder who it was.
2002. It could have been my ex-wife.
February. Your ex-wife?
Could have been.
You were in a relationship at the time?
Oh, we were married. No, we were broken up at that time.
And why'd you guys break up?
I'm not going to release that on tape. But let's just say she's married to a man with two children in Colorado now.
Wow. I'm spitting on my drink.
Wow.
But I still love her, you know.
So that's why you asked if Fausto's sister is still a lesbian. Because some women,
she's hot.
They abandon lesbianism, like, I don't know.
I know.
Well, gay men hardly ever go straight.
Yeah. <It's> never
but lesbians are like, I'm done.
Well, because some women just kind of became lesbians just for the thrill of it. Don't you think? Like, they really weren't into being lesbians in the first place?
You know, people are crazy. I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm not here to judge, you know, but, like, at least we just know who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
At some point in your goddamn life. Sorry, I'm getting all.
But I think some of the girls, though, too, they like a little muff diving and then they...
A little carpet
They put the penis to the side and then after a while they're just like, you know, I miss that rock
hard thing. College lesbians, though.
College lesbians,
you know, they're attracted intellectually to the thrill of woman-on-woman
But do you think
contact.
The thrill is still there now? And I mean, with, like... reality television, isn't the thrill kind of gone?
Well, Ellen's kind of Tequila sort of destroyed the attraction. She's going
around
saying
how hot are you for her?
The fact that you're even bringing that up is scaring me.
Well, you know what she's saying? She's saying that she brought around like gay marriage rights in California. She goes, my show came out and then all of a sudden gay people now can get married in California.
You know that how things come full circle? That
right.
common sense thing?
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Common sense. Oh, I see.
Full circle.
I thought you were talking about Thomas Paine's essay on, you know,
on common sense.
On common sense.
No. No.
Okay, so Replicate is our guest today.
We've
been hanging out in the street fairs in Chicago all weekend long.
We have.
And
epiphany after epiphany.
Drinking our sorrows
movies.
Away to avoid thinking about Father's Day, but we're actually taping this on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you are, three of us have our fathers have deceased.
Oh, wow.
I really, should I tell my story? I said to the people, I shocked them.
Oh, yeah. Drum roll.
So they came up to me the other day, like, you know, Sunday's Father's Day. I go, holy shit. And they look at me like what's wrong? And I said, oh, my God, thank God my dad's dead. Because he'd be really pissed if I had forgotten Father's Day. And they were just like, oh, my God.
I think it's brilliant. You know, there's a classic line from the movie Aliens, which is okay. Because there's Newt, you know, and Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, yeah.
Who plays
Aliens
Ripley.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
No coincidence there.
No. But there's a line where she says, you know, where's your, you know, Ripley says, where's your brother, Newt? La, la, la. Where are your parents? And Newt goes, they're dead. All right. Can I go now? And she was like such a sassy little girl, you know? And then they show her as like this frumpy grown up woman in People magazine.
Oh, really?
How sad.
Is she all grown up now, Newt?
Well, yeah. Well,
is she that frumpy?
Well, no.
Because I hated that she died.
I think she lives in like
I wanted her to live.
Well,
she died?
She died.
Yeah,
she
like
lived. She lived.
Alien sequel
in
part
Aliens
10 or
part
something.
Three. She when she crash lands on the other planet.
Right.
Newt's like
Newt's
her
dead. Fried.
I thought John Cameron didn't want to have anything to do with it.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did with number 3.
Uh-uh.
But he did with. Did he do it with 4?
He did 1 and 2.
He did one and two.
Yeah.
Those were the best.
Yeah.
Thank you, John Cameron, for making Ripley's name significant. And also the P.T. Barnum. Who wrote, put together Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Ripley.
Yeah, but what was his full name?
Barnum
John Ripley.
Right?
John Ripley.
John Ripley. John Q. Ripley. I have no idea, but I used to read Ripley's Believe It or Not all the time. That and Guinness Book of World Records.
This interview is about Ripley Kane, the musician.
No, but that's
have
the
you
worst.
Ever been to Ripley, New York?
No.
It's a cute little town.
Big news flash. Yeah. Anybody that is, you know, trying to be like suave and hit on me and says, you have never heard Ripley's, oh, believe it or not, huh? It's like, just go. Just go away and go sit in a ditch. I mean, come on.
Well, that's the one thing you and Mark share in common. Did you guys get that same comment over and over again?
Over and over again.
You look like Mr. Big.
Too.
I don't get anything. The most common thing I get is, you don't have your hair blue anymore. And I'm like, no. I reinvented myself just like Madonna. And I go, wee!
I changed my hairstyle. It's reinvented.
Okay, so you are doing a show called Cake Chicago at the Red Line Tap, which is going to be in June 27th at 9 p.m. How much does it cost to go in? $30?
No, it's $5.
Oh, my God. On the flyer, $30.
Well, you're reading the wrong side.
Oh, that's 1,000 business cards for $30.
No, this is the front side.
Why cake? Why Cake Chicago?
I don't know.
What a crazy name for a show.
No, I've been putting on these queer artistic showcases for almost 2 years. And, you know, why not have it on the Pride Friday? And have a really good time.
Will there be any cake sitting? Will people be sitting on cakes?
You know what? I thought of having some cake brought in, but, like, what if someone gets sick and then sues somebody?
Well, if you sit on it, you'll not get sick.
Yeah.
I'm not wasting money on someone sitting on a cake.
You can get a $10 cake. I'll make a cake.
Make a cake, honey.
We'll bring a cake.
If I knew you were coming, I'd make a cake.
Greg Shapiro is going to be there, too. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to be reading from his new book.
Novel.
And it's not a novel, is it? It's poetry. It's a book of poetry. And maybe we'll get him to sit on a cake.
Poetry, cake, novels.
Mm-hmm. Robert McDonald.
Cameron Everybody on your lineup has been on the Feast
Kirk
of Fools.
Kirk Williamson, Carrie Lydon, Kate Ruckenbacher. I actually know how to pronounce her name.
She's getting married. I just went to their shower.
Is?
To her partner,
to her
Julie.
Oh, how sweet.
Just kidding.
No, they're getting married on this farm, and this organic farm. It's going to be really beautiful.
Oh, wow. That's so wonderful. Yeah. It'll be an organic wedding.
You know what?
Everybody's going green.
As you should.
As you
we
should.
We have to save the earth.
What I thought it was all talking about Ripley. Making money, honey.
No, you know, one of the things I want to incorporate in cake shows, and any listeners, you know, go to the website and let me know. I want to incorporate it every, it's a monthly showcase.
Yes.
I want to incorporate like a green vendor each month to have like a little booth or a little table or something to like educate people. Even if, you know, like green clothing, green food, organic farms, you know, food markets. Like the Green City Market.
There's a joke in there somewhere, but
I know
I'm working on it.
You know what? You guys are just.
I was actually thinking about talking about this for topics of the show because I've been doing a couple of different things to kind of go green. Is I've taken the our laundry detergent. And I dilute it by half with water because most of the time when you go to wash your clothes, it's not like we're out working in the fields or the farm where it's really dirty. All
right.
It really needs is to be like a little fresher.
Right.
So you really need like
fresher.
Next to nothing for
and
detergent.
When I moisturize my face, I yes. lose half of the amount of moisturizer.
You know what? Just throw a pack of Mentos in there, you know, the fresh maker.
You know what I'm saying. It's not like I'm cleaning out menstrual blood or anything.
And whenever I shower, I...
Why are we going there?
I know. You're just... So
shock
dirty.
Value.
You
shock
filthy,
value.
Filthy man.
And the other
hey,
thing I've done,
life's too short not
I'm
to
not
be
using
dirty.
Windex anymore I'm to clean the counters. All I do is half vinegar and half water.
Oh, bravo.
And the house has never been filthier.
I think it's clean.
I'm like, Mark's like, this is why the Europeans do that. I'm like, have you ever been in a European household? Their countertops are filthy.
You
they
went to Europe
Windex
once you were 10.
They,
but it's better for the environment.
What do you wipe your countertops with, Ripley?
I have an organic combination thing that I'm...
You are so lying.
No, I'm not lying. I'm totally green.
Use that blue stuff.
No, I have 6 bags in my kitchen all labeled plastic, brown paper, white paper, glass.
Liars.
I swear to God, I should have taken a picture.
You should have.
I'll take a picture and put it on your thingamajig.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ripley is going to document her
recycling
activities.
I'm totally green.
Believe
I'm totally
it or
green.
Not.
I'm a very green.
Because Chicago had a huge controversy with the blue bag recycling program. Mm-hmm. They wanted people to put the recyclables in blue garbage bags mm-hmm. and then ditch it with the rest of the garbage. And then the magical elves at the recycling plant would separate the recyclables from the garbage.
Wait. You know they stopped that program now.
Yeah.
They don't do the blue bags
but wait,
at all anymore.
There's not magical elves?
There are no magical elves at the garbage.
I'm so
factory.
Disappointed.
You know,
I mean wait,
wouldn't
that
be a great
not,
job, though?
But is there no Willy Wonka
garbage?
Either?
No Willy Wonka.
No Willy
There's
no,
nobody.
And no gnomes either.
No Gene Wilder?
You know, Ripley, since you're here to talk about your music, let's actually talk about Corvair.
Fine.
You're one of your best selling songs.
Unsafe at Any Speed.
What? Explain the song. It's Corvair 06.
Right now?
Yeah, we're going to play a little bit of it.
Well, I wrote the song Corvair when my dad passed away, So it's about him and gentrification.
What?
It's about two different things. Well, sometimes songs, you know, they just kind of meld together. And so there's a couple of verses that are about gentrification in Chicago and a couple of verses about my father passing away. And then in 2006, I put out Logic of Love, and I wanted to do a lot of things with beats because I'm a huge house music fan growing up in Chicago. You know, BMX, holla.
Woo.
Yeah. Julian Jumpin' Perez. Anyway, so I wanted to put beats behind the lyrics. And so then there's Corvair Regular and then Corvair 06.
Well, let's listen to Corvair 06.
Let's.
Our guest today is musician Ripley Kane. You just heard the song Corvair from her album The Logic of Love, available on our website, feastoffools.net. You can get all of Ripley Kane's music. Do you usually perform this live with the beats in the background? Or how do you like, if someone asked, hey, I want to see this in my show?
As a matter of fact, Faustin.
We were talking about this during break.
That's she's just like, what? You're actually going to ask me?
What a great segue. As a matter of fact, I do not. It's tacky.
So you never play this song live?
No, I play the song live. I just never play it with the beats.
Why?
I do all of these songs that have beats because, okay, in my opinion, I'm a very opinionated person and I'm a very opinionated musician. So it's like you're either going to rock it with your cock out or you're not. And I just feel that you put electronic beats with an acoustic instrument and it's like apples and oranges. It just doesn't blend right. So I like to go, if I'm going to go see a live show, I'd rather that live show be different than what I can listen to at home. So it's like more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
That's so, my opinion.
Or you have backup dancers, you know.
Well, we talked about
that. Like J-Lo.
You know? Sure.
Some fly girls. Well, why? Did you own a Corvair?
No, I'm just really obsessed with the 50s and 60s.
Because that was Ralph Nader made that documentary, Unsafe at Any Speed.
Yeah, but it's a hot looking car.
Because they used to impale you. So if you got into a little accident, the driving wheel shaft would come up and like go right through your heart.
Well, same with
dead.
The VW bus. They weren't really safe either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was no conscious decision on Unsafe at Any Speed?
Until now.
Well, now we learned something about the Corvair. I had no idea.
That's a new song in the works.
Unsafe at any speed. Da da da.
Especially when you're on speed.
My love for you is unsafe at any speed. Yes, indeed.
So you've been doing Cake Chicago for 2 years now?
It'll be 2 years in October.
How's that going for you?
Really well, actually. Yeah. We're getting more and more people to come to the shows, and more touring acts are participating, which is really, really wonderful.
Because it's hard to find a home for a lot of these touring acts.
Well,
some people are like, what do I do? Where do I go? Because they know like they themselves won't bring in an audience of that many people. people, but right. they want to showcase.
Well, the effort was, is everything is so segregated. I mean, you know, queer, straight, man, mm-hmm. woman, trans, not. And I just am so bored with everything being segregated. So I really wanted to put on some sort of artistic showcase that in a straight venue that draws more of a queer crowd mm-hmm. and everything that falls under that umbrella. And the Red Line Tap couldn't be more gracious and more wonderful. Fabulous. Yeah.
What are some of the challenges you face on doing this kind of show?
The acts themselves.
Why are
I love
are you
this talent,
that,
but I just hate artists, dealing with them.
That artists are difficult to deal with.
Well, I am an artist. Yeah. So, you know, most people don't think that musicians, you know, can be professional because of the stereotypes. And the stereotypes are very true.
Self-fulfilling stereotypes.
Yeah. The common sense button. Back to that again.
What
yeah.
do you mean, though?
Really? Are we going to go there?
Mark's smiling.
Are we going to go
no,
there, Mr. Bay?
Of course.
Exactly what she means.
Yeah. No, I want, but to the audience listeners, do they know?
The audience listeners really, the audience is really only fed what the media feeds us. Mm-hmm. I mean, like.
And you're the media right now.
And you're the media now, so feed away.
A pack of
And the,
of deceit.
The breastfeeding's later. We'll do that later.
The breastfeeding's later.
Oh, the breastfeeding okay, is later. And the high heels are too.
But I mean, what, really, what are some of the challenges that you face putting on a live show with all these various artists?
Artists not being prepared and not being communicative. I've had really, really kick-ass people perform, but some people don't realize that if you're going to have like really long wires running mm-hmm. through the stage onto the audience's floor, you need to tape that down because mm-hmm. if someone trips, you're going to get, you know, sued. Mm-hmm. Duh. Okay, D-U-H.
Let's hear a clip of Ripley's video one more time here.
I think that the world lacks common sense, and I don't have patience for that.
There you go.
Well, you know what? A lot of people say that I speak for them, and I will gladly take that on my shoulders. People are scared shitless to say how they feel. Hence these fucking text messages. Nobody communicates anymore. No one actually sits and goes out for dinner and sits there for 3 or 4 hours with a couple of bottles of wine and a great meal talking to each other. It's all.
Well, it usually becomes a therapy session. I spend my whole day talking to people. Though,
this guy
but
never.
Therapy's good.
Shuts up.
But therapy's good. Therapy's like a needed thing.
I think so. Absolutely. And a lot of us don't have access to a good therapist. So
I have a really good
therapist.
You do? Oh, she's great.
Is she on a sliding scale?
Mm-hmm.
For like zero?
No, I pay her. I pay her well.
No, I'm talking about me.
I could set you up. Mm-hmm.
Really?
No problem. She's really, really kick ass.
Will it be in confidence?
Absolutely.
All I do is talk about Mark the entire time.
No, absolutely. You know, she came to my CD release party 2 years ago at Martyrs, and I was like in tears. I couldn't believe it.
Like, you came. You care about me. And she's like, you paid for my yacht.
No, you know what? It was cute. She actually, I had a session a couple years ago, and she's like, she's all excited. She's like, oh my God, before I forget, look, I found your CD at the record store, and I bought it. I'm like, that's so cute. My therapist, like, you know.
Record store CD.
And then you get your bill, and it's like, bill is on there. Oh, what's this line item for the CD? You built me for my own CD? Wow.
Well, at least somebody's buying it.
You know.
People buying your music a lot, and I can tell that your music is bought by itself on single tracks, because on iTunes, usually, like some other artists, I'm not going to say their names, but when
people that don't sell a lot, usually.
They don't sell a lot, so they usually get the entire album purchased. And so they're selling it like through third parties like CD Baby or something. And so the ranking is all their songs rank equally.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
And that's why I know that Corvair is one of your best-selling songs.
Well, I'm glad.
And that's why we played it.
And now you know.
It's a nice song.
You know. So you get confused for being PJ, looking like PJ Harvey.
Well, once.
What happened?
Well, once. I was going to see her perform at the Vic.
It's a middle scale venue in Chicago.
Yeah, they show like the Bruin View.
I heard they're closing that down.
Fine,
it's a place they like to play movies, and you can
you're
drink
like,
drunk.
Whatever.
The sound sucks.
So a bad movie actually becomes better when you drink it.
Absolutely,
with
when you drink your movie, it's
drink
always
movie.
Good. Like Andersonville yesterday, so many movies blending into one.
They were showing movies outside.
Well, in my mind.
Oh,
because you just sat there in a park bunch and got drunk and watched people walk
I didn't
by.
Even get drunk. I was just so fascinated with all the different scenarios going on.
There's a lot happening.
Life is so interesting.
Street
if you open
fairs
your eyes.
Are wonderful, aren't they?
Life is wonderful, honey.
There's a lot of food there.
There was a lot of bad food.
So you were outside and someone thought you were PJ Harvey.
Okay, so I'm walking towards the Vic with my ticket and I'm all proud and I'm going to be one of those crazy people that like have to have front row.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk into the Vic, by myself, hey, I'm hearing all these people screaming and pointing towards me. There's PJ Harvey. So I'm turning around going, where? Oh, my God, where? And I turn around and I'm like, are you guys, you know, and I motion to myself, are you talking to me? And I get a lot closer, and then they're like, oh.
We thought you were okay.
But then like 20, 30 minutes later, there's PJ coming out, trying to hail a cab, so I go running over. She's really little.
People think I'm you.
I don't know if I said that, because I thought I'd be kind of stalker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I said, do you need a cab? She's like, oh, yes, I do.
Aww.
I said, oh, let me get you a cab, lovey.
And would you like to come to my hotel?
And then we had sex later, and the rest is history. Oh, did I say that?
The restraining order's on its way.
Oh, she's super.
She's really
crazy.
Hot. She's a sizzling mama.
Yeah, she's really just cats
meow. Because you tour, you perform, you have stalkers. How do you deal with them?
I hire a detective.
Really?
Really.
See, the way we deal with stalkers, and listen, for those of you who are out there.
Who want to stalk
or be stalked, my advice, a stalker is a lazy person by nature. And they're throwing their bullshit on you because they want to, they're using, you know, normally they would use religion or UFOs or, you know, some sort of metaphysical, spiritual reasoning for why their life sucks.
Yeah.
But instead they put all their impetus, all their hopes and desires on you and you alone.
Especially when I'm playing Galaga. Yeah. That's when people really like to crowd around.
Are you good at that?
Oh, I'm kick-ass.
Really? I loved Galaga.
Yeah, when I was on tour with my old drummer, we were in Champaign, Illinois, and the owner of the bar that I was playing his Galaga machine on got pissed off at me because I beat his high score.
Wow.
And then you put gay as the name, because it's only three letters, right?
Yeah, no, I put rip, as in dead.
I wonder if it's still there. He probably unplugged the machine.
He unplugged it and like reset it.
Really?
Jerk. Yeah. He was so pissed off. He was so angry.
I think that's wonderful.
I'm like, wow, your dick is how big?
I know. The logic of love.
What?
I don't know. I have that on my bullet point.
No, the new record's going to be called Of Art and Ignorance.
Of Art and Ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And when is it due?
I don't know.
Are you working on it?
Yes.
Are you in the studio recording things?
My apartment.
Oh, really? You recorded at home? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
She does all. She's like us. She does it all in her house.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We're like,
she's a self-made woman.
Damn straight, honey.
And she's a self-employed. You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, you know, I get around, man.
Hey. Okay.
You do what you got to do.
I got to do what I got to do,
so,
baby.
This week, In God We Trust, now a man living where?
In Zion, Illinois. So Steve Kushner changed his name to In God We Trust. His first name is In God, and his second name is We Trust. And I love this news article here because they keep quoting him, and they, you know how they like
Mr. We Trust.
They just not Mr. We Trust, just We Trust. So I feel great. It's just like yes, We Trust said. And so he didn't know if he wanted to do it. He was kind of waiting for a message from God, and it was going to cost him $600 to change his name. He's like, I don't know if I'm going to do it. But then he got his tax refund and it was exactly $600. He said, this is a sign from God. So he went and he changed his name to In God We Trust. And he's saying, as an artist, you really have to have a unique name to stand out in the world. So now he's going to be signing his...
What kind of art does he make?
He does paintings. So now he's going to be able to sign his paintings, In God We Trust.
Is he really Cynthia Plastercaster in disguise?
Maybe.
I met her.
Could you imagine?
She's a lovely woman. Maybe he should make a plaster cast of women's vaginas.
What
an
idea.
In God We Trust on it.
Bowser, you're full of ideas.
I think that might be good. That's your calling. It's a sign from God.
It's a sign.
Sign from UFOs, because some people don't believe in God.
Well, Mercury is in retrograde.
Mercury is in retrograde. What does it mean to be Mercury is in retrograde?
I don't know. Do you even know what that means?
I need to call my friend Dana. Should we get her on the line? Because she'll tell us.
We can get her on the line. We tried to get Dana on the line, but we were unable to do so.
So we did the next best thing?
Googled it.
We Googled
Google.
It. So they say...
Thank you, Internet, for saving us.
Saved once again
saving
by
us
the
from
power
our own
of
ignorance.
Google. So a planet is described as being in retrograde when it appears to be moving backwards through the zodiac. According to modern science...
Through the sky, because planets are wanderers.
Yeah.
And so they travel in these kind of bunny hops.
Ellipses kind of things or something like that. And Mercury is a really hard one to spot because I think you can only see it at... that twilight time between when the sun is just down, I believe, and it's up there and it's right on the horizon, and it's a very
look at
difficult
you. You're
planet
a Walter
to
Mercado
spot.
Of the new generation.
So anyway, but
there was a lot of references right. there in that statement.
So, but according to modern science, this traditional concept arises in the illusory. illusory planetary motion created by the orbital rotation of the Earth with relation to other planets in the solar system. Planets are never actually retrograde or stationary. They just seem that way due to the cosmic shadow play. So what happens when Mercury is in retrograde? Everyone's thinking becomes more introspective, and we tend to think about issues and concerns which relate to the sign involved. So Mercury in retrograde in his own sign. This is talking about something I don't know. So anyway, it's rough. So people just kind of get introspective, but they also say that there's things you can do to.
What does
make
that have anything
better.
To do with losing your car keys?
Well, because you don't. Know
you
what
were thinking
doing.
Too. You know, my friend lost her car keys last night.
Well, there
and,
you go.
At
you didn't know where yours were the other day. But they
That's
do make
true.
Recommendations. They say you might want to read a book again that you've read before or something you've studied before. Go and revisit it or visit with a friend you haven't seen in a long time.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's a good time to work on old projects.
Bam, chicka, bam, bam, chicka, bam,
mm-hmm. Like getting
so,
into shape.
And I don't believe any of this, but there you go.
Well, it's a lot of malarkey sometimes, but yeah. You know, hey.
You know
right
any
here on
excuse
the podcast,
to be an idiot,
I'm going
know.
To convert into a believer
Ooh,
of astrology.
Really?
Swell. Swell.
I believe now.
You believe?
Are you a believer?
I'm a believer.
Wow.
I couldn't leave her if I tried.
The truth is out there.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun.
Dun,
dun, dun. I now believe in astrology.
There's a lot of people that listen to the show that believe in astrology.
Yeah.
So we're in good company, see?
And then other people
yes,
that don't.
Yes, we are.
Well, I really don't believe in astrology, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
You know,
I can't.
I
as
know.
Much as I try.
I want to.
I really want to believe. I want to believe. I'm like mm-hmm. Fox Mulder in
yes.
The X-Files. I want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I can't.
And I have I'm an Aquarius, so it's a cool sign. It's
Aquarius.
Not like one of those like cancers or
When's
anything.
When's your birthday?
Like that. February 2nd.
Oh.
What's your birthday?
I'm a Leo, August 21st.
Oh.
But I'm on
What's
the
your
cusp.
Social Security number?
I don't have one. I'm an illegal alien.
Really?
Yeah.
Will you co-sign on my mortgage?
Sure.
Thanks.
Excellent.
That's what I always want to do when I hang out with musicians and celebrities.
Is have us sign?
Why? Yeah,
can I have your autograph right here on this mortgage document?
We have no money.
So you'd be surprised. Some celebrities are loaded.
Because daddy gave it to
me. I was backstage with Natasha Bedingfield and I pulled out my mortgage documents.
And she signed it?
She started signing it and then she saw the big top. Mortgage documents.
She had a quill pen. It was crazy with a big giant feather. It was nuts.
Wow.
It was insane.
The pens that musicians run with now. No more Sharpies. Forget
it. So there's a guy, I guess there's a website called youvebeenleftbehind.com promises subscribers one last opportunity to reach your lost family and friends for Christ.
$250.
No, for $40,
no,
the annual fee.
$250.
$40, Ripley.
$250.
Customers are offered the chance to send these messages to the loved one to convince them to believe in God. The site suggests preparing messages which could prove useful to those who remain on Earth, which then are fired off in the second coming if it ever happens.
Wait a second. So the email is only going to go when Jesus comes?
Well, it comes for once and then
oh,
once
to get
again.
Redeemed and then
yeah.
once again.
I don't know exactly how the technology links up with supernatural forces, but it's certainly...
But for $40, they're going to send out an email to how many people is it?
And where's this $40 going to go to?
Probably to the guy, to the Christian person.
$250. Like $250 or
$2.50. $2.50.
For
you
what?
Will do what?
Mime.
You know, they should combine this technology with the anonymous partner notification of
oh, yeah, that'd be
sexually
wonderful.
Transmitted diseases.
You have syphilis and the second coming of Christ is coming to get you. That's so nuts.
That's pretty good.
What about the breastfeeding for milk for babies?
Oh, what happened to that one? So they have a new thing now that's you can test your breast milk for alcohol.
Yeah, so for those mamas who live in trailer parks mm-hmm. like the hooch it up all day long. And it's time to breastfeed your kid. You can start screening your breast milk to detect dangerous levels of alcohol for the baby. Dangerous levels, not so.
Well, that's
not.
Wonderful then, too. I mean, so if you're screening against alcohol, you can screen for alcohol.
Yes.
So if I wanted like a milk and alcohol
cocktail
beverage, I'd be like, okay, keep drinking. I want to get some of that. Are you texting people during the show?
Well,
Ripley.
I am.
Ripley, pay attention here.
Pay attention.
I am paying
you have to come
attention.
Up with funny things to talk about.
I'm so funny already.
I got a funny thing.
My existence is bizarre.
Who are you texting?
I'm texting my friend.
Why?
Because.
She wants to get
Ripley,
laid after the show.
Ripley, please pay attention to the
show.
Because
I want to go get sushi.
Please pay attention to the show.
So we'll go get sushi then.
Okay, so you got a new record out, Stilettos
I'm
for
so
Babies.
I'm so paying attention to the show as you rip my postcard.
He's ripping her postcard.
It's either that or your throat.
You know what? I flicked you. You got freaked out.
I think you guys have sexual chemistry.
Is that what it is?
Lesbians love Mark.
Shut up.
They all like he's the lesbian
trannies
switcher.
Trannies love me.
Trannies
and lesbians, gay men too. I'm likable.
I'm so paying attention.
You can't even afford.
I'm going to come to your show, and while you're sitting there performing your heart out, I'm going to be texting all my friends.
So, like, yes. What's not?
What's the difference?
Yeah, like.
What will it change?
I don't know.
So Stilettos for Babies.
Stilettos for Babies.
Pace going.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
to,
focus.
I don't know if I have
pay
that
attention.
Article. I don't think I have that one. I think you do.
No, it's all about these new high heels.
Stilettos for Babies. So a U.S. designer's launched a new line of stiletto heels just for babies. But they say they're not real babies.
Tragic.
They're not for show. They're not for go. They're just for show. So if you actually sit your baby up, they'll collapse. They're kind of like fake stilettos. But I don't know. It just seems really weird.
Who's going to buy them?
I don't know who's going to buy them. Let's name
some people that's going to buy them.
Some people dress up their babies like they dress their dogs.
Or like they're probably, you know, who wants
you know
to dress a baby as a hooker?
But do you know how many dog owners look like their dogs and vice versa? Do you ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, when my little sister was like about 3 years old.
The hot one?
I would tart her up.
You would tart up your little
tart
sister.
Tart up my little sister.
That's a t-shirt.
You have to be sexy.
Do you tart up your little sister?
I would get my sister's lipstick, and I was only like about 8 years old. So I would grab my sister's lipstick and put like mascara and eyeliner and a beauty mark on her and stuff.
Because did you do it to yourself?
No, just to her.
You tarted her up.
I tarted her up. And be like, what have you
Rude.
Done to your sister? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I think she looks pretty.
Rude.
And now she's a lesbian.
So I don't know why they would do this for kids, but this woman said that she thought about it one day when she was taking her baby to a birthday party. She thought she would look really cute in stiletto, so they'd get it. I don't know.
What designs do they come in?
Yeah. Is it Prada?
No.
Versace?
Is it Madonna's new line?
I know. It's
Madonna
just
has a new line of shoes. Get out
she
of
does.
Here.
Let's
I have
start
no
the
idea.
Rumor.
But they're only 18. They're only like $36. So,
$36,000.
Yeah, and you can buy them in America and stuff like that.
For
and I have another news article that
Madonna.
This is an appropriate one for Ripley here.
Yes.
So in Spain now you can treat your children as for their phone addiction. So children in Spain have been admitted to mental hospitals to be treated for their addiction to their mobile phones.
You know what's so weird?
What?
I was just having this conversation with somebody about, could you live for a full 7 days without a cell phone or a computer?
I'd be bored. I would love it. I've done that many times in my life.
Well, I told you my TV broke.
Your TV set broke?
It broke.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do with my free time. All I wanted to do was come home and watch TV. But you know what I did? I didn't watch TV.
What'd you do?
I got baked. Played music.
You baked cookies.
I baked cookies.
That's right.
You musicians are the most wonderful bakers in the world.
We bake pretty good.
Yeah.
She's always got something bacon in her oven.
That's right, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Some chocolate chip cookies.
No, but
brownies.
Technology is psycho, and I'm addicted to some of it. Yes,
and you were saying that you had your TV set is so old that it had a weird connector.
The TV that broke was a newer one, but I had a I'm not going to go out and buy a new TV. It's very wasteful. Back
you could get high
green.
Definition.
No, that's silly, wasteful money.
In 2009, all the broadcast stuff is going to be going high
but
def.
But not if you have a cable. If you have a cable
if
box.
If you have cable, you're fine.
Yeah, but I had to get one of those U-shaped things.
We have Dish, is that okay?
I think Dish is super. Okay. I think you're just fine.
Okay, so you have U-shaped connectors.
I have to always go like this. You know, I have to like pantomime it. Like
nobody sees that.
So it's like if you're doing quotation marks,
but
you're
backwards. Like straight up in the air. Like
giving the finger to the air four times.
The peace sign. On both hands.
On both hands. Whoop.
Peace sign.
Going upwards.
One in each hole for two girls.
Just like that, yeah. Brings new meaning to double fisting, huh? Oh,
what did you say?
One in the pink, two in the pink, and two in the stink.
Oh, Jesus. Gosh.
Live long and
golly
prosper.
Gene.
You know, Mark was actually on entertainment television doing two in the pink, one in the stink.
It was like this.
And they didn't realize what they were airing.
Because we were doing it in Star Trek. I had my picture taken with George Takei, and I'm doing that.
He has the universally recognized symbol by lesbians and straight men, which gay men, of course, it was all gay men.
I don't know what that is.
Gay men were like, what? What's that? Mm-hmm. So it's the index finger and the middle finger and then the ring finger brought down and then the pinky going up, and that means that you're giving it to her in the front and the back at the same time.
I think for everyone. Her
do girls
is
really do
it.
That very often, though? Do they? It doesn't seem like it'd be very comfortable.
I think it would be really.
Just say
kinky.
In your experience, no.
So yes, my experience, maybe. Perhaps.
Ooh.
Always leaving that door open, even if it's the back door.
Well, sure.
Oh, Ripley, you are just so much fun.
Darling.
So remember, guys, that today's podcast was brought to you in part by HRC. It's time to get gussied up, grab a mint julep, and join your friends for dinner and dancing. Boo! At HRC's most fabulous garden party of the year, Summer Chic.
Where is it?
The event that's sure to be the talk of the town.
When is
There's
it?
There's a lot to celebrate on Saturday, July 19th.
Who's going?
At the Hyatt Regency with celebrity guest actress and comedian
Kathy Griffin.
Jane Lynch.
She's a lesbian. Out in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
And funny.
She's funny.
Hunky performers from Cirque du Soleil's Zumanity. So get your tickets. Guess where?
The HRC box office.
HRC-Chicago.org.
You know,
we're thinking about boxes, aren't you?
So on Saturday, July 19th, we're going to be there. So you can hang out with us.
July 19th. Can I come?
Yeah,
we're going to play croquet.
Can I have a free ticket?
I have to negotiate that.
Okay.
Will you perform?
No.
Will you sing for your supper?
No.
She won't do anything. she'll disappear.
You know what? I'll show up with a microphone and I'll go in and interview people for your show.
You will?
Absolutely. Oh my God, in a heartbeat. That'd be so freaking fun.
That'd be fun. They'd be like escorting us out of the building.
No, they would not.
They'd be like, you have to leave now.
No, let's do it.
We have to coordinate that, but we will.
You need to date a famous lesbian like Jane Lynch.
As we say in the Midwest, we will look into it.
I think Jane Lynch probably has some friends she could set me up with.
Yeah,
maybe you guys should organize that. No,
but you would date one of her friends.
You could be bouncing on her lap.
I think she's probably a little out of my realm.
She's, you know, the thing about these things.
I'm a little younger than she is.
Is that the celebrities?
You could be a little girl.
No.
Listen to me, though. Mm-hmm. These kind of events are great if you want to stalk Jane Lynch because she's paid to be there.
And she can't run anywhere.
And she can't go anywhere. And they have no security.
Do you mean like Jackie Warner at Circuit?
Exactly.
What happened? I can't wait to see her in her pants.
The star of Bravo's Workout was at a
you
club
can
in
really
Chicago.
Work it out.
And she
was
and
there.
You,
I sat next to her the entire night. It was really funny.
Really? Did you put your hand on her knee?
Many times.
Really?
Oh,
did
yeah.
she like it?
I think she did.
And what happened afterwards?
She left. She gave me a kiss on the cheek and said, "Babe, I'm out of here."
Really?
Did you feel her six hard, rock hard abs?
I felt everything.
You know, we were at a club the other night, and this hot, muscular stripper goes up to Mark and jabs him with his index finger in his belly.
And I knew it was coming too. But I like tightened up really hard. But it was like, you still have that one little layer of fat that he's just gonna go right through. And there's nothing you can do.
So what happened?
Nothing.
Mark just went, "I'm fat," and then he was like, "You will never be the great Lujov." Whatever his name is.
We have pictures of you guys together. We'll put those up on the website.
Yeah, actually, me and him.
Oh, and pictures
together.
Of you and Ricky Sins outside, and Ricky Sins is pulling
Wang,
his junk out.
His wiener.
Oh, well.
He pulled out his wiener and showed it to me.
Oh, did you like it?
In front of the street. You know, I mean, it's a beautiful cock. I wouldn't have necessarily
Was it pierced or anything?
With him. No, it's just
regular.
He's tatted everywhere, though.
Except
like tattoos
there?
Everywhere.
Except on his penis, interestingly enough. He's a porn
could change,
star.
Though.
How about his butt? Did he show you
does
his
he
button?
Have any tattoo? I don't know if he does.
I think he had something on there.
I think he may have.
A mole?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay, so it's time for the breakdown.
I forgot
hey,
all about
it. Hey, it's the breakdown Ripley style. 2008.
Yeah. Okay,
what's
Ripley.
Your favorite color?
Red.
What's the best thing that's happened to you recently?
Next.
Nothing good happened to you.
A lot of good things happened. I'd really have to think about that because Mercury's in retrograde.
You discovered the power of astrology to make excuses for why your life is a miserable failure.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You know,
this is like fighting time.
No.
Oh, my God. I
just don't play
that
Mercury.
That was so mean. My life is the best it's been my entire existence.
So awful. But I just feel like, why, you know, if things are going weird, why is it this planet
but
that's
weird?
A million,
does not mean bad.
A million miles away.
But weird doesn't mean bad. Or, weird is just fun.
Okay. So that means if Mercury has an impact on your life, then we all have an
you
impact.
You seemed as though you
life.
Weren't enjoying the retrograde.
No,
is
I
why
never
I
said that.
That's the impression you gave.
It's tripendicular. It's interesting. It makes you kind of just like think about things. It's
What's
fun.
The worst thing that's happened to you recently?
The worst thing. Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to think about that too.
How do you like your toast?
I don't eat toast.
Where do you feel most comfortable and happy?
In Amsterdam.
Oh,
I bet.
Baking cookies. What's a song you heard recently you really enjoyed?
I'm currently obsessed with the new Portishead record, or anything like easy listening from
Portishead,
the
60s. But it's pronounced Portishead.
Portishead, sure.
With an SH.
I always said Portishead.
Portishead.
What is it?
I like me some Portishead.
Okay, what is the name and species of your favorite childhood pet?
The name and species?
Yes.
Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street.
You didn't own him. Did you have a pet as a child?
Uh-huh.
What was his name and species?
I had cats and a dog.
And what was the name of your cat?
We had many. First was
What's your favorite one?
First was Maximilian, and then we thought he ran away, so then we got Mork and Mindy.
And then Max came back.
And then Mork got hit by a car. It was very, very bad.
Nanu Nanu.
And then I went and I got Alex and Rachel. And now I currently have Sammy, the best cat in the whole wide world.
Oh, and I noticed that the names of your pets get more and more lesbian as 3 years progress.
What's your best feature?
I guess my eyebrows, people say.
Yeah, but...
Because I can lift it one at a time and I don't know that I'm doing it.
You just did that. You did a Spock.
I wish I could do that. I can't do that.
But Jim!
Okay, so what is where do you want to be in 5 years from now?
In the mountains.
What's the biggest misconception people have about you?
That I'm a bitch.
It's a misconception.
That's what I said, honey. Okay. You guys are brutal. And I am on my best fucking behavior.
You started it.
What turns you on another person? Let's get through these things. What turns you on in another person?
That they know who they are.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Oh. I don't have to think about that one.
Yeah. Who made a difference in your life?
Lindsay Wagner.
What makes you mad?
What, the TV actress?
The Bionic Woman.
Why did she make a difference in your life?
She is one of the most fabulous people on the planet.
How? That's just a character on
a
TV show.
No, I got to meet her.
She can't tear phone books up with her bare hands.
Because it wasn't the character.
It was the
person. I got to meet her.
And what did she do? She's a lesbian?
No.
Are you outing Lindsay Wagner?
No.
Wow.
Why does everything Lindsay have to be about
Wagner
a freaking
lesbian?
No, she's not. No, she is not. She's
Lindsay
been
Wagner,
married four
you just
times.
Heard it here first.
Really?
Yeah.
She's a switcher.
Why do you guys say you guys are brutal?
How old do you think she is now? She's probably about 65.
She's not 65, you tard.
How old is she? 57.
She's
the same age as you are.
Late.
Okay.
Why are you guys so mean?
I love
so
Lindsay mean. Wagner. I love Bionic Woman. I'm really disappointed in that Bionic Woman that they just did the remake.
That was ridiculous.
It was so, how horrible
you
was
know what
that?
It was? It was Alias equals Bionic Woman.
It's an
dumb.
Insult to
it
lesbians was, everywhere.
Yes.
I was just like, psh,
how should we
so
get
dumb.
Out of debt? Here's a Susie Orman question for you.
What makes you mad?
Oh, what makes you mad?
What makes me mad?
Yes. What makes you
Lack
mad?
Of common sense.
There you go. No, I think it's the world lacks common sense. Oh, how should we get out of debt?
I'd really have to think about that.
You got a lot of... Just say something
it's
funny.
It's the retrograde. That's a lot of thinking going on
you
right now.
You know what?
Faustin.
With that, you're going to get some hate mail.
I know I will, and that's fine.
If your vagina wrote its own monologue, what would it say?
I have no idea.
Listen.
What is your greatest weakness?
My greatest weakness? Yeah. Potato chips.
Mm. Do you play any musical instruments?
The ukulele.
You play the guitar?
I play the guitar, little drums, little piano.
What's like an unusual musical instrument that people might not know you play? Didgeridoo?
I don't know.
That thing that goes... Do you know how to play that?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I play it with my baby toe.
That's hot.
Can you move your baby toe by independently of your...
I think I can.
What are you doing after the taping of the show?
Besides baking.
No, I'm not going to bake after the show. I have a long day tomorrow. I'm hopefully going to go meet my friend for dinner. Mm. But I'm probably getting blown off. That's okay.
What happens to us when we die?
Oh, hopefully we're reincarnated.
As?
I don't know. I know I've been reincarnated, so that's all I got to say.
What were you before?
I was definitely like some druggie in the 60s that like OD'd. For sure.
Oh, my God.
Ripley, you're so crazy. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, boys.
Ripley Kane's music can be found on our website, feastoffools.net.
Totally.
Support independent musicians.
Hello.
She's on the iTunes Music Store. It's fierce.
Work it, girl.
Fabulous.
Work it.
Remember that we're on Twitter, twitter.com/feastoffools.
Did you say cooter?
No, Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. It's my bad. Twitter. Cooter.
Cooter.com.
Twitter.com. And subscribe to our YouTube videos. Ripley Kane's vintage YouTube Feast of Fools commercial is there now. YouTube.com/feastoffools.
Thank you, guys.
I want to remind you to get a profile at feastoffools.net. Join the community forums. Comment on the website.
And remember, we can't do the show without your financial contributions. So contribute or get yourself a Feast of Fools mug or a t-shirt. Whatever you do.
Do it. Do it
do
now.
It. Now.
Do it now. Do it.
Bye.
Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason.